Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Here's something new to worry about with dating. Apparently,
oh joy.
This to me is not something that is new, but maybe it's just that it's making its appearance again. It's called astrological snooping, where someone pretty quickly into the start of a conversation on, you know, Tinder or Bumble or something asks you all the information they need to look up how the stars and planets were aligned when they were born. So they're like, oh, that's cool. When's your birthday? What day? What year? What actual minute were you born? And then they're like, oh, you're Gemini. I can't. Or whatever it is. It's right. Astrological snooping. People are doing it quickly. Apparently, that's a new thing.
I wonder if anyone has actually not dated someone because they thought that they were not compatible signs.
Ooh.
I actually had a conversation last night with my new boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox. He's up in Buffalo where he's from visiting for the week. And we were FaceTiming last night. And he said, I had a talk with one of my longtime friends. And they were asking me these questions about your birthday, when you were born.
They were trying to astrological snoop on you.
Yes. And I was like, well, what would happen if they said that we weren't compatible? He was like, good question. I don't know. I'm like, what? That's so bad. Like,
well, you're kind of into the broad picture of astrology, not the day-to-day. I think we can all sort of agree that, like, if you're reading your horoscope on the daily,
right,
that's a bunch of gibberish. But weirdly, there are sometimes some overarching themes in the various, you know, whatever astrological sign you are that do sort of correlate to your personality.
They do. They tend to pop out. I'm a Leo, and I am every stripe and peacocking of a Leo there is, I am.
Yeah, and you know, I will admit right now, freely, I did ask my boyfriend what he was, and then I quickly Googled the two of them, and apparently we're not compatible.
See, but you are.
Yes, which is weird, and this is why I haven't dug as deeply, because then, this is way too much, but if you go into moon signs, your moon sign has a lot to do with what type of sun sign you are.
Mm.
Like, I'm a Capricorn. You know, it's a lot of information. Don't worry about it. About it. I think at the end of the day, if you like a person, just like them.
Yes.
Just like them. So anyway, just know that that's a thing. Also wanted to give you the heads up. We know we talked about the iPhone 10 coming out, and we're all like, oh, it's $1,000.
Yeah,
like,
a lot.
Tim Cook, who of course is the CEO of Apple, says that he thinks it's a value. He says it's a value price, actually, for the technology you're getting. People are now paying for phones over long periods of time. Also, most people trade in their current phone, and that reduces the price further. And some carriers even throw in subsidies and discounts.
Okay, hold on. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out something right now.
Okay.
Okay. Let me tell you something, Mr. Tim Cook.
Oh.
Do you want to know how much his net worth is, the
yes.
CEO of Apple?
Yes.
Are you ready? Who's like, $1,000?
It's a deal. It's a value bargain. You can get it at Dollar General.
Like, my net worth is minus $40,000.
Okay.
Actually, not even putting in my house as well now.
Now you got all the debts.
He's worth $400 million. So, of course, $1,000 is nothing for him to be like, oh, it's fine. It's a great computer.
Yeah, it really is, though. You're carrying the ultimate newest technology in your hand.
I mean, I will say that sort of like my thoughts have matured on like how expensive clothes are, because I would not spend over $20 on jeans back in the day, but I'm like, I wear them every day, so yeah. I get the value. So when you think about how much you use your phone, yes,
that's, I think that's his point, but still
Mr. $400 million.
Exactly. Also, finally, apparently there's this new thing that's not even being created for everyone, but it popped up as a viral thing online yesterday. It's called a dad bag. You remember how dad bods were really popular?
Yes.
Or I guess women, most women say they would rather a guy have a dad bod than like be super muscly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's now this kid who wanted a dad bod, but it's like a skinny little kid. Uh-huh. So he's like in his 20s. He created this fanny pack that looks like A beer gut, a beer belly.
Oh, wow. It looks like a pouch.
It is. It's a pouch. It's a fanny pack, and it's called a dad bag. Would you wear a dad bag?
Absolutely not, but I'm sure producer Ryan would.
Producer Ryan,
would you wear this?
Oh, definitely.
I knew it. But
it would be twofold because I already have one, kind of. So
you already have the poochy stomach, so now you'd be wearing one on you.
Oh, that's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.